Condor, how are you?
Hi, and good evening. Very well, very well. In spite of that, we have an unexpected speed stop here in Bluff, and it was very tough to come in. The last night we had 50 plus knots of wind, really tough conditions, rain, cold. Early in the morning when we came into the harbor, it was still 30 knots of wind and was difficult to stop because the tide was very high and then steady. But right now we are after a lot of verbs. We made a lot of job, and we had a nice dinner at the moment. We will relax. Tomorrow we'll lift the boat. We take out of the water, and we change the pier boat. And basically, the things are running on the way we expected.
Have you managed to fix the block on the mast yet, or is that still to be done?
It is down now. The mast. We still have some job on the mast, but that stuck. Slide and had a boat car. I mean, the lock is off. It is a very strange problem. We have to talk about with the manufacturer how it is possible. But it was very difficult to move here in the harbor either. So it was now, today, this afternoon, done. We put new cars on the mast, and instead of the lock, we have a doubled air yard, and that is not so perfect solution, but safer, and we decided to use this in the future. On the rest of the job is just a little time question.
Tell me about the problem with the keel then. What exactly is the problem, and what is the solution?
Yes, meantime, we came in Auckland, Conrad's uncle in the manufactured TV. New bolt for the keel, and tomorrow we will put in. Hopefully everything will be all right with, and the keel itself is working well. In the last night we had a very violent test, and with one bolt out, was still safe in very heavy conditions. So I guess with this repair will be perfect.
So what are you replacing the keel bolt or a keel bolt?
The keel bolt was broken in two pieces. And that is why we have to replace.
That's a bit scary, a bit worrying.
Oh, yeah, it's scary because there is four bolts in the front and four bolts in the aft. And from these four bolts in the aft, one was broken. And only three bolts hold half of the keel and on the difficult side. And the boat slammed, and the keel wanted to keep going. There was a huge power in wave to wave in the night. And I was afraid about what could happen. And I've got fantasy enough to imagine. But fortunately, it was no problem with three bolts. We were safe. And now we will repair.
So how long do you expect to be stopped for?
We would like to go tomorrow, but I'm afraid we will be not finished. After tomorrow, we will restart. That is the reality at the moment.
So probably 48 hours?
Yes, it will be more than 48 hours, a little bit more than we expected. But we have to finish the jobs.
Okay. Nando, how are you? You took a bad bang on the head, a bad bump on the head. You had four stitches. Do you have to have that checked at hospital?
No, not necessary. I've got a private doctor on the board, so I don't need any doctor in the hospital. So I'm quite well. Of course, I need to have all the time head, especially out when it's wet. But right now it is quite good. I feel good. We check in every second day. I guess in 3-4 days we'll be good enough to take out the stitches. But we will see. At the moment, I don't know. But I feel myself quite well after this adventure.
And how do you feel having to stop?
You know, to decide to make the pit stop is quite a sad moment. coming in and breaking the race, it was also an upset decision. But right now we are here and working on the boat, and we know the rest of the race will be safer. We don't want to take any unreasonable risk, so we accept that is the only good decision.
And tell me a little bit about your relationship with Conrad. You did not know each other very well before you started. How is it now?
Our relationship is, I guess, I ask him also, but I guess it's deeper and deeper. And yeah. On one side, this is a kind of sailing partnership. We are in one team, and we think about ourselves like a team. In any aspect, we are helping each other. And I guess on the human side also, there is a respect to each other. And I guess at the moment, we are a better team than at the start we were.
I'd imagine. And, you know, when your partner puts four stitches in your head, you have to be close.
Yes. Well, we had the surgery before when once I fell off in the boat, and also I had a cut in my other side of my head. But in that time, I didn't need any stitch, just some bandage on it. Right now, I need stitches. It's a good exercise for Conrad. But he is really talented to do it. I guess like a sailmaker, made much nicer stitches in my head than a doctor.
Exactly. You have to be glad he's not a boat builder.
Yes.
Anyway, and what do you feel? What are your objectives going forward, going back into the race? What do you feel you can achieve? Just more learning.
When we start again, we decided to push the boat, and everything will be the same like was. So we are racing. Of course, we are far away from the fleet, and this is hopeless at the moment to catch up anybody. But at least the performance is very important for us. We would like to race against the most difficult rival, which is ourselves, and we are pushing that limit. We should be proud of it, and we should be satisfied with. I guess the race is far not over. But we are racing right now against ourselves.